A Farmer's Trespassing Nightmare, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Yesterday, we told you about a story involving Gem County, Idaho farmer Danny Walton, who should serve as the poster child for trespass laws in Idaho. He was irrigating one day when he heard a gunshot, and he went to investigate. A pheasant hunter was on his property, and Danny asked him if he had permission to be there. The hunter lied and said he did. Danny's response?
I said, well, do you have permission to be out there? He said, yeah, I have permission. I said, well, who from? He said, well, the guy that owns it. And I said, well, you're looking at him, and I don't recall ever giving you permission. I said, if you'd have stopped and asked me when you went by me to hunt, I would let you. I said, if you'd have stopped and asked me when you went by me, there wouldn't have been an issue here. I'd told you where you could go and where you couldn't go. So he went on down the road. I come back, picked up my wife, and got in my truck.
And less than an hour later?
Drove around a mile and a half to another piece of property that we farm. Pulled in and went down a canal bank, and there he was out in the middle of my field again. And as he come back to his vehicle, when he seen me, I again asked him, what are you doing? He said, well, I got permission to hunt. And I said, well, it's kind of ironic because, again, you're on my property. He swore at me and said something about, what do you do, own everything around here? And I said, well, between my brother and I, we got a pretty good chunk of it right here. So then I let him out, and he went about his way. My wife and I changed that stream of water and drove down to my dad's, which is another piece of property that we rent, which is about 2.5 miles away.
And three guesses as to what Danny found. We'll take that up tomorrow.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.